Peace unto you, brothers and sisters, and welcome to another 12 Tribes of Israel Congregation Podcast. Thank you for visiting risers.com or 12t.co. If you have any questions or suggestions, please call us at 888-447-1695. You could also email us at scribe@risers.com. Today we want to start a new topic with you, brothers and sisters. But before we give you the title, I want to use this quick disclaimer. Because in the title, you might be thrown off that the word old is used. And what you have to understand is that the word old, when it's spoken in relation to the Bible, a lot of our people think of it as something that is not to be observed or something that is done away with, is removed, or is no longer good. And the reason is because there's parts of the scriptures that we read about a new covenant, which means a new agreement that was done in Christ. So therefore, when they hear the word old, they immediately reject it like, no, we're not under the old, we're under the new. But here it is that when you examine the scriptures, like in the book of St. John, in the first chapter, in the first verse, we're told that the Word of God existed since the beginning. Since the beginning. That means that before anything was created, before man existed, before the sun, the moon, and the stars, before anything, the first thing that the Heavenly Father created was wisdom. Meaning, in other words, the Word existed since everlasting. There's nothing wrong with something being old. In fact, the title is called Renewing Our Days as of Old. Now notice it has the word new, renewing, meaning making it new again. Renewing our days as of old. And what that means is that when we examine the society that we live in, especially right now is the first week of January, and our people are going around saying, Happy New Year, Happy New Year, Happy New Year, Happy New Year. But they have no idea where the calendar that they observe comes from. Yeah, I know it's everywhere. I know it's on your wall hanging. It's on your computers. I know it might be even on your desk. You might even have a daily planner with that calendar. But do you know where that calendar comes from? Do you know whether it has an impact on how you serve God? Does it have an impact on your spiritual well-being, on your salvation? These are things that you should be asking yourselves. So let's go to the scripture where we get this title from, which is Lamentations chapter 5, and we're going to start at verse 21. So in Lamentations chapter 5, verse 21, it says, Turn thou us unto thee. Turn thou us unto thee. That means we are asking the Most High, in our prayers daily, Heavenly Father, be with me. Heavenly Father, make me to serve you. Let me repent of my sins. Let me acknowledge the wrong that I'm doing. Let me come back to you wholly, with all my heart, with all my soul, and with all my mind. Let me be your servant. Let me be your son. Let me be your daughter. So a lot of us, we send up these prayers to the Heavenly Father, seeking to be one with him again, seeking the Heavenly Father's blessing, and to be disciples of the word that he gave us. So in Lamentations 5:21, it says, Turn thou us unto thee, O Lord, and we shall be turned. But one of the funny things about that is that when we ask the Heavenly Father to become one with us and we want to be closer to him, the scriptures tell us that we have to take the first step to get near to him, and then he will come near to us. Let's hold our spot in Lamentations chapter 5, and let's go to the book of James to read that. Because the book of Lamentations was written by the prophet Jeremiah. And in his time period, which is similar to ours, the children of Israel were taken into captivity, into slavery in Babylon. We are today in modern day Mystery Babylon. Not the Babylon of the ancient land, but the Babylon that is spoken of in the last days that has the same type of rituals, the same type of idolatry, and the same type of culture as the ancient Babylon that the Heavenly Father destroyed numerous times. Our people were warned by Jeremiah, when you get to Babylon, do not allow the heathens or the nations that are surrounding you influence the way you serve God. So the children of Israel being in slavery there for 70 years, they did exactly as this scripture says right here. They said, we're going to turn to the Heavenly Father so that he will come back to us. And the way they did is just like it says it here in James chapter 4 and verse 7. Submit yourselves therefore to God. One of the first steps of getting close to the Heavenly Father is humbling ourselves. What do I mean by humbling? Humbling ourselves means we got to accept what the word says. We cannot be that type of people where we reject what was written by the word of the Most High. Because the word, we want to hear God's voice, but the word is there. That's his voice. That's his mouthpiece. When the devil came to Christ and told Christ to, out of these stones, make bread, Christ said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. So in other words, Christ was teaching that every word that comes from God is good, and that's what we should live by. So when we say turn us, we're saying we want to do a 360. We want to do a complete change from what we are to what you want us to be. We want to resemble your son. We want to resemble the people that are spoken in prophecy that will receive the kingdom, the elect. But to do that, we got to humble ourselves to the scriptures. We got to be righteous and say, that's what the Bible said? All right, so then I'm going to follow it. Submit yourselves therefore to God. Resist the devil, meaning fight off the emotion. Fight off the wicked thoughts. Fight off the temptation. Resist is not to give in to it. Resist is to not accept it and fight against. So resist the devil. And resisting the devil means to resist sin. And he will flee from you. Just like Christ, when Satan came tempting him those 40 days, he went to the scriptures. And out of what today people reject as old, was able to defeat the temptation and the wickedness of the devil. It made the devil run away. The word of God is powerful, like a two-edged sword. Draw nigh to God. And the word nigh means near. Draw near to God. Get close to God. And he will draw nigh to you. This is quoting what we're reading in Lamentations. But it's wording in a way where it's letting you know you have to take the step first. Just like Jeremiah's doing and teaching the children of Israel to do by prayer, saying, turn thou us, O Most High. Change us, Most High. Give us strength. Give us wisdom. Give us understanding. Guide us in our way. So if you draw near to the Heavenly Father, he will draw near to you. It says, cleanse your hands, ye sinners, and purify your hearts, ye double-minded. One thing that our people have a problem with is being double-minded. In other words, they do not make a choice. They want to have the best of both worlds. This is not a rap CD or an R&B CD. This is life or death, salvation or hell, God or the devil. And this is what we have to realize. We have to realize that we have to make a choice in the way we live our lives. So when we read on in Lamentations chapter 5 and verse 21, it says, turn thou us unto thee, O Lord, and we shall be turned. So if we actually take the step to repent, to cleanse ourselves, then we are going to be changed. We are going to become new creatures in Christ. Then we are going to be righteous men and women, then our way of thinking will be according to how Christ thought. It says, renew our days as of old. Renew our days as of old. Now, the title, we chose it from this verse because what we want to talk to you about is the fact that in this society, whether you realize it or not, there's two calendars. One that belongs to God and one that belongs to Satan. When I say it belongs to Satan, the reason that's being stated that way is because when we start examining the scriptures and the history books, we will see that one is promoting how to be righteous. One is promoting how to turn to God, while the other one is moving you away from serving the Heavenly Father and creating a new tradition that is based on witchcraft, the worship of other gods, whoredom, and basically Satanism when you really examine it. Now, I'm aware that a lot of you might not have known that there's two calendars, one of God and of Satan. We cannot go over the topic of what the calendar entails in one sitting, whether it be the one of God or the one of this world. We cannot explain every little bit of it in one shot. And for that reason, we're going to make this a topic that we're going to constantly come back to, and hopefully it will be monthly, where we will discuss each and every little bit of it, so that by the time we actually finish this topic, you will be well-rounded in the information of how to determine which one you're going to pick. Because remember, you cannot be double-minded. You have to be the person that's going to be serving the Heavenly Father, the one that you want salvation, you want grace. So therefore, we're going to have to prove with facts and evidence, with history, because this book is not a religious book. This is a book of prophecy, laws, and history. We will be able to see how this modern day calendar came to be and how there was an ancient calendar that existed since the creation, since the beginning of time. But we'll get there soon enough. Let's go from there to the book of Jeremiah chapter 6. Jeremiah chapter 6, and we're going to read from verse 16. So in Jeremiah 6 and verse 16, it says, "Thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways and see, and ask for the old paths." See, the Heavenly Father did not tell us, whoa. If something's old, get rid of it. No, he says, stand in the way, in the paths. When he said, ask for the old paths, that's letting you know that you have to go back to the truth, to what we used to follow, to the God of our fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Because think about it, how was things in the past, in the old days? Don't we always say, man, back in the days, it was so good. Man, I wish I was back in the days. Like something as simple as like marriage. Marriage, how it was done according to the old paths, was way better than what we see today. And the reason being is because they were doing it according to the wisdom of the Heavenly Father. There was not divorce like how it is now, broken families like how it is now, children being raised by a single parent, households out of order. No, the old paths that we read about in the scriptures was based on wisdom. It's based on something that the Heavenly Father has proven time and time again works. In the old days, people were charitable. They cared about one another. They were neighborly. Nowadays, that's not how it is. In the old days, we used to eat healthy food. Now it's not like that anymore. In the old days, your children were safe. It's not like that anymore. So anything that is old doesn't necessarily mean that it's wrong or bad. So if we keep reading, he said, "Stand ye in the way and see and ask for the old paths. Where is the good way?" If we go and learn about the calendar, even though it's a complex topic, as we learn, you're going to see how amazing the good old ways are and how mercy was given to you from the beginning by the Heavenly Father. He made a calendar that cannot be altered by man. As much as they try, it cannot be corrupted. So here it says, where is the good way? Ask around. Let's see if they know where the good way is. And people be like, and if they come up with some answers, time and time again, it gets proven wrong that that is not the good way. And walk therein and live by it. And you shall find rest for your souls. You shall find rest for your soul. So a lot of times we don't want to go back to the old ways. And when I'm talking about the old ways, I'm talking about the wisdom of the Most High. Women don't want to be wives. They don't want to be in submission to their husbands. That's why their marriages don't work. Men don't want to be men. Don't want to support their families. That's why their households are out of order. So you have to think in the sense of, I look at Abraham and Sarah, they had love. There was no jealousy in their marriage. They raised their son. He was in wisdom. He grew up to be a righteous man just like his father. And Abraham is the father of our faith. But he's spoken of in the so-called Old Testament. How can everything old be bad? So it says here, where is the good way? And walk therein. And you shall find rest for your souls. But they said, but our people said, we will not walk therein. So what do our people say when it comes to the old ways of the Most High? Said, no, we're not going to follow that. We're not going to accept that. That was for back then. That was, you know, thousands of years ago those laws were given. Or those words were written. We in 2000 and something, kid. Move on. But when we read in the book of Titus, in Titus chapter 2 and verse 12, it says, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. So just like this time period, our forefathers had to teach their people that in this present life, in this present world, in this time period, we are to live righteously. We are to live righteously. We are to live according to how God commanded us. Soberly thinking and examining the Heavenly Father's word and how we could apply it in our walk. So I hope that you brothers and sisters will be ready and that you will look forward to this topic, renewing our days of old, where we will be discussing the different calendars that exist. The worldly calendar and God's calendar. With that, I want to give all praise and honor to the Heavenly Father. And hopefully you brothers and sisters will not reject the things that are good for us, even if they're called old. The old ways of the Most High, the old good paths, that road that leads to salvation, no matter how old it is a sure road that you should take. Peace and blessings be unto you, and shalom.